Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and today we speak with Megan, a proud Wiradjuri woman and founder of Binjeng Tea, taking her love for a good cuppa and infusing tea with native tastes. Thanks for jumping on and having a yarn with us, Megan.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Can you give us a little bit of an introduction to yourself? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Megan. As you said before, I'm Wiradjuri. I'm born and bred in the best little town in Central West, New South Wales, called Wellington. My people are Binjeng people, and Binjeng actually means valley in Wiradjuri. I have a degree in Aboriginal Health. I'm a mother of five, and I'm a soon-to-be grandmother of three.
Can you tell us your story? How did you get into starting Binjeng Tea?
Just before COVID, I was working in Aboriginal Health, and everything that happened, you know, is always around a cup of tea. And I wanted to develop, I knew a long time ago that I wanted to develop a tea range, but I kind of thought, well, what am I going to do, just a black tea, a breakfast tea? And then I started to think outside that, and I thought, you know what, I'd like to create a tea blend that incorporated native bush plants that I'd learnt and grown up about, you know, back in the day with my aunties and uncles. So Binjeng was formed, and unfortunately then COVID had hit, and because I was working in Aboriginal Health at the time, I'd gone back out and set up clinics and helped with the swabbings and vaccination clinics back out here in Central West with regard to COVID. So Binjeng was sort of put on the back end for there. Moving forward a few years, COVID was over, and then I had a bit of time to take a really good deep look at what I wanted with the tea. And I started, I started off with loose leaf tea, and I started doing it at markets. And then I had an opportunity with Taronga Zoo to go to Taronga Zoo, and it was part of a supply nation. And I went down and had a stall down there. And that was probably my first real thing where I was given an opportunity to have our tea products in the Taronga Zoo in their roar and snore. So from there, we've had obviously quite a lot of opportunities. And while we're still doing markets, we are in a few retail stores now.
Binjeng has a variety of teas now with a range of flavours that are both classic, like Earl Grey, and also you have teas with native plants infused. What do you offer? What do they taste like?
They're premium. We have premium teas, right? So look, we all know that back in the day when we were all having a cuppa, and I did this back out the mission, and this is what started my love of tea out at Nanama. And for those that don't know, Nanama was the first inland mission in New South Wales. That's where I started my love of tea, out there with Dad and all the aunts and uncles. And you know, whether it's sorry business or, you know, you're in trouble, we're just there to have a cuppa. It's all around a cup of tea. It's that conversation starter. It has this incredible thing to start conversations and, you know, just cherish places and special memories, which is what I wanted to bring through with Binjeng Tea. But we started with a Binjeng breakfast, and our breakfast has three leaves. It has a Sri Lankan, a Kenya, and an Indian. And we also have an Earl Grey, which has a bergamot. But then we have our bush blend, which has, we have a bush chai, a Binjeng bush chai, which incorporates a wattle seed. And to me, growing up and, you know, from stories with Dad and that, I mean, our wattle seed was always in dampers, but our aunties would have, you know, most of them would cook up a good damper with the wattle seed in it. We have a beautiful bush peppermint that has a peppermint gum. It's beautiful and strong and has these beautiful elusive flavours. It has a round leaf mint in it. We have a beautiful Binjeng green tea that has a strawberry gum and a bush tomato in it. And I guess for us back in the day, the strawberry gum was good for our oral health, and we'd get it and just chew it. And, you know, that's a beautiful blend too. But obviously we have our bush lemon myrtle that everybody loves, and incorporates a lemon-scented gum and a lemon tea tree, and it has a bit of ginger in it. Our Binjeng bush chai is caffeine-free. The bush peppermint is caffeine-free. Our lemon myrtle is caffeine-free, but of course the green tea incorporates tea, so it's not caffeine-free. What we have our range, and retail sells really well in our 25 tea bags and our 50 tea bags. Tea bags are made from, it's like called soylon, and it's like a cornstarch. You could basically eat it, but look, I'm not telling you to eat it. And then we have our loose leaf, so we still have an option of loose leaf. That is really popular at the moment. Like loose leaf and premium teas are really coming back and becoming hip again. We have our taster boxes, which incorporates each of our blends, and they're in overwraps. So our overwraps are individually packaged, and they're great for office spaces and corporate spaces. So they've been really popular for that. So we do have a vast range.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Look, and I guess the thing is that what we do make sure is that we have yarns, and I have yarns with Mob and, you know, Dad, and then we'll be like, you know what, we'd like to incorporate this. And then we literally go to our manufacturer and sit down with her, and we taste our teas until we get the recipe right. Until we're like, you know what, people are going to want this and they're going to keep coming back. That's what you've got to do, right? If you've got a premium product and you want people, you want it to sell, but more importantly, you want a story to be out there, you've got to be doing it right. And our people deserve that. They deserve the best. Why not give them the best?
It not only makes you thirsty for these native-infused teas, but you also have a Bing Jiang recipe book for more cooking. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, yeah, our Bing Jiang. Yeah, so it's Nurmbai, our book one, like our recipe book one. Really exciting. We have 12 delicious recipes. I'm pretty stuck on the white chocolate and the green tea bark. It has some freeze-dried strawberries, some candied macadamia and coconut, and we put the green tea in that. It's amazing. We've got a cool little zesty poached for our Monday, so all you fish lovers out there, and we have put that in with our lemon, myrtle and ginger tea. There's something for the chai lovers, a bit more spicier, the green curry with roasted sweet potato and pumpkin. And I guess you've still got your lemon, myrtle and ginger immunity shots. But yeah, it's you can download that online. It's been very popular because, you know what, you've got your tea and people think, oh, you know what, tea is just tea, but it's so much more. Like, you know, you can put your tea, you know, in your gin if you want. And to be able to use it in recipes is amazing. So, yeah, that's been out for about 10 months now, and we're pretty excited about that.
Now that it's a new year, we've just gotten into 2026. What do the plans kind of look like for Bing Jiang? Is there anything exciting that people can look forward to?
Oh, absolutely. We are just at the moment creating a new wellness range. We've developed two of those new blends, and one will be a sleep tea, and one will be a women's health tea. We also have in the pipeline, can't let the cat out of the bag at the moment, but a very exciting opportunity in collaboration with another Aboriginal business. So watch that space over the next few months. And I guess I'm just looking forward, you know, to the world hearing about Bing Jiang tea more and, you know, having those quiet conversations around the table. You know, while we are an Aboriginal business, we're a premium tea company. And, you know, what we have been orders, we have some orders, you know, from all over the world now. So it's beautiful that they're getting the tea, but they're also getting the story with it.
For people who want to find more, whether it is to purchase from you or to get in contact with the business, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Yeah, good question. So we have an online store, like a webpage, Bing Jiang Tea. You can follow us on Instagram, and that'll give you updates on retail stores. But obviously, Nads and I aren't real good with Instagram and social media. The beautiful Warramai Collective in Canberra stocks our tea. Queensland Performing Arts Centre stocks our tea in Queensland. Around Central West Wellington and Dubbo tourist information centres. And there are a few little beautiful little boutique styles all over Australia that are now stocking it. And we have those stockists online to highlight. I just, Bing Jiang means so much to me growing up, and you know, just as we go out to that, you know, the valley, it just brings back so many memories. You know, I remember growing up and Dad talking and uncles, we go out there and they talk about, you know, people always go back and say about Humpies, but, you know, to them, it's their home. And, you know, so it's the language that we use around things, and it's the conversations that people don't understand, that's what I want to bring back. I want to be able to talk freely about my father and, you know, and his upbringing and, you know, how so different it was to everybody else's or some people's. And I can't do that in a loud room. And I think binging and through the tea is an opportunity to start those soft conversations. You know, sometimes you need a protest and sometimes you just need a soft cultural conversation.
And food and tea is such a special way to connect with people.
Oh, absolutely. You know, but you would always remember your auntie's breaking off a bit of damper and you'd have a cup of tea. You know, it was a black tea, you know, usually, but it was always a beautiful cuppa and toast.
I want to thank you for coming on today, Megan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks. I appreciate your time and the opportunity for me to talk about something that's so passionate and close to my heart. Really appreciate it.
That was Megan Humphreys, founder of Binjang Tea. You can find more about Binjang Tea online at binjangtea.com.au. You can also find it on Instagram and Facebook. I'm Nari Pakai. You're listening to NITV Radio.